Sorry about that. So I just wanted to just stop this for a minute, and I wanted to talk about the reporter because they don't really develop his character too well, but he's a great actor. I'm forgetting what his name is, but there's a real beautiful place where it's very understated, but Penelope is ready, right? Because she doesn't have her mom's credit card. She doesn't want to go back. And so she's like, all right, I can make some money here. And so she's ready to sell her photograph. And he's like, why are you doing this? And because he's like curious. He's a reporter, right? He's curious. And she's like, well, you got your freak. What do you care? And you can tell that he's like, no, it's not about a freak. He himself is a dwarf, right? So he's well accustomed to this idea of people thinking of other people as freaks. So there's something else. And you can feel like I wish they had developed it a little bit more, but you can feel the sense where he too is asking for healing, and he's not wanting the photographs for the reason why Penelope thinks he wants it, right? And then once he has it and he sees her, you can see his, the softening in his demeanor, and he's, there's no fangs here. What is this, Edward? What were you talking about? And the sense of like where he's like, this is enough, right? This is enough. Like it's enough that he knows this was what he saw, and that's it. He doesn't need any proof. He doesn't need any other people to give him validation. His healing is, for the most part, he's done. It's Edward who still is on that external. I've got to have the people think I'm crazy. I've got to prove it to them again, So I just wanted to bring in the reporter because he's kind of coming into this realm of healing that Penelope has started. So let's see how it all unfolds. So we're kind of like a half hour more or so to go, but I just wanted to pause here because Penelope's come out and it's not as bad as everyone thinks it would be, as it could have been. And even her, when she's in that hospital scene, everyone, she opens the drapes, and again, the doctors, everyone is staring, and what she says is, "They're not running. They're not running." And for her, like that's so different from her experience, right? So she's come into this space. She's growing in the space of self-acceptance. She even points out to her mom, I have friends, all of that. But still, like the healing, right? Still, she goes back to the house, and again, she gets drawn in. Again, like the temptations of, what other chance do you have? This is the only way it can be. And so it's really beautiful for us to see in our own healing, in our own path, like, can we feel that? Can we feel the difference between that sense of openness she was experiencing? She was expanding to the space where, again, there's this contraction. And even like, Edward's on her knee, on his knees, asking for her hand in marriage, but he can't even properly look at her. And they take the engagement photo, and it doesn't literally look like happiness. It's again like a facsimile. The ego can only give you like a semblance. It can't really give you the real happiness. And yet we are tempted by it, right? And then again, the beautiful thing is that even if that happens, the spirit can still use everything, and we're going to see that. We're going to see how everything is still going to come together. So we're kind of at the climax of the where this all is leading to. And it's kind of like reminiscent of the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy. You have that power within you all the time, right? And you just weren't aware. And to break the curse, what was needed was her own self-love, her own self-acceptance. And as the mom says, I could have done it. I just thought it was something outside, right? Something outside. And we're so habituated to think it is something outside. So I even like the way that, it is her wedding, so she's wearing white and everything, but it almost has the look of like this ugly duckling and the swan, that it's going to become this beautiful swan. So this idea of all the grandeur that's already inside us, all of it's already inside of us, nothing we have to do, but just to look within, and how hard it is to do that. Like even when she's fleeing from saying no to Edward, when she comes to work, are you ready to do this for sickness and health and all the vows? And she's like, no. She asks her mother, just look at me. And her mother is like so distracted, like, I'm looking at you, but she's not, you know, her mind's in a different place. Look at me. And this looking that we're asked to do can be very painful, to look at what is when it isn't where we'd like it to be, right? That's always the dilemma, to look at what is when it isn't where we'd like it to be, and to look at it with the sense of, in all of it, you know, in whatever it is, however ugly it looks, however bad it looks, but to be with it, to create spaciousness, to be with whatever it is. That's the looking that we're after. That's the looking with the spirit. That's the looking that the Zen masters do when they're sitting, like to sit with something, not to analyze it, not to dissect it, not to change it, not to do anything, but have this spaciousness to develop that capacity. And the mother can't do it, you know, till the end, she can't do it. She's still trying to say, just say yes. Let's say yes. Just say yes. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Kind of saying like, we don't have the power. You're broken. You're broken. Someone is going to fix us. Someone is going to fix us, you know? And what does it take to break that spell? Right? Cause it's like a mesmerism. To break that spell is like when, you know, Penelope declares, no, but I don't want a new life. I like myself. I like myself just where I am. So very powerful. Very powerful scene. Okay, so we'll just kind of wrap it up here. I like the last scene where we get to see a little window finally into Edward, and we start to feel like perhaps now healing will start for him, because of the beautiful way that, you know, Penelope reaches out to him, and we get a window into her where she owns up to, you know, her, like it's a sensational kind of like, can't explain it. That's not the right word, but we have something and we want to shock people with it. Like, so she, you know, she says, I even wanted you to run. And she even owns that part, you know, like it's not something that's being done to me, but look, like I sprung it on you, you know, and maybe if I had really listened to you, maybe we could have joined. So it shows so much growth for her, you know, so much taking responsibility for her state of mind, and how that even touches, Edward. And we get a sense like he's by himself. And again, the dad and the mother are outside, but perhaps there might be some movement for him. And finally, the, you know, the last scene, obviously with them coming together, but, the reporter, you know, he's going to take a photograph again. And it's like, no, I don't need to do that. You know, he's also like, there's a sense of completeness. So that's all I kind of wanted to say. I really love this movie. You know, however many times I've watched it, I think it just speaks so beautifully about the process of facing the darkness and going through it and being with it and letting our space of love, you know, like do all the healing, perform all the miracles for us. So I'm just going to